Hi guys, how's it going?
It's Entertainment for Life, another episode. I don't know if you guys liked the last one, but we've got, I've got some stuff, and we're ready to go into. And today we're doing Modern Family, Season 1. As you probably saw in the intro. Let's go right into it. I'm just going to explain the summary real quickly. I'll go into some details, get some tomato meter, I'll get the score, my favorite episode, and then I'll just end the guys off. Alright, so Modern Family is a show about three families in a mockumentary style, and like Austin and Parks and Rec. And so they're basically three families just like living nowadays. Like there's a family of like, I'm not gonna name this, whatever. It's just a bunch of, it's three families just talking about normal families. Like, there's the Pritchetts, there's the, Dunphys, and there's the, what's the other name? This is embarrassing. Let's see. I don't think they have, I guess, like, they don't really have a last name, I guess. I don't really know. I'm just going to say Mitch and Cameron. Well, anyway. I'll get into the actors. So, the first family is the Pritchetts, which is, it's going to be so hard to explain because they've got, it's a really hard family connection. So, it starts off with Jay Pritchett, who's married to, divorced, got married to, like, twice, got married to Gloria, but before, Jay had, two kids, Mitchell and Claire. So, Jay married Gloria. Jay is the actor, Jay was played by Ed O'Neill, okay, so, they married Gloria, he got divorced twice, then he married Gloria. Gloria is, Gloria is, played by, so embarrassing, but Sophia Sophia Vergara. They're married, and then Jay had two kids. Mitchell, who is gay, with Cameron. And Mitchell is played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And Cam is played by Eric Stone Street. Then his daughter, and they have two. They have one kid named, they adopted a Vietnamese baby. That's played by two twins, Ella Hiller and Jaden Hiller. I didn't know that. Well, anyway, then there's the other family that they had, and it's the daughter they he had was Claire Dunphy, and that's played by Julie Bowen. Julie Bowen is married to Phil Dunphy, Ty Burrell. They have three children, Haley, Sarah Hyland, Alex, Ariel Winter, and Luke, Nolan Gold. And so, I think I got everybody. This show was fully released in, its original release was September 23rd, 2009. Yay. So close to my birthday. So close. Then there was, there's 24 episodes in the original first season. Country of origin is on the United States. It's ABC, runs on ABC. It got about, the average is about, like, 9.4, 9.40 million viewers, including, like, that's the average throughout 20 episodes. The first episode did really well. I'm pretty sure it got, let's check the notes. It got 12.6 million viewers tuned in for the first episode. So, yeah, it aired between September 23rd, 2009 to May 19th, 2010, the first episode in the United States. It was produced by Lloyd Levitin Productions with an association with 20th Century Fox Television. The Christopher Lloyd and Stephen Levitin are executive producers. It focuses... Yeah, I'm not going to explain that. There's, there was some really, really good reviews for one episode, and that was specifically Fizbo. That was about a clowns. I'm not going to say that was an episode wasn't bad. I liked that episode. That was probably my favorite episode. Holy crap, am I scared of clowns? It's not even fun. I'm so scared of clowns. Whatever, let's get back to that. Yeah, it got really good reviews. Buddy TV named it the second best show of 2009, nominated for 14 Emmy Awards, and it got 8 Primetime Emmy Awards and 6 Creative Arts Emmy Awards. If you put that together, they got 12 out of 14. And 12 out of 14 is 85%. 85%. Can't tell me that's not, that's a lot. It got, it's the most nominations for a comedy series, but after Glean 30 Rock, is also, it just got such good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Let me just explain that. So, first season on Modern Family, it got a 100% by 29 critic ratings. Not too many critics, but still really good. Got better than, I'm not going to be able to say that. I'll save it for next time. But, and audience rating was 95% over 452 or 42 reviews. It was thanks to, and I quote, thanks to sharp writing and an eccentric but exceedingly likable cast of characters, Modern Family signals the triumphant return of the family comedy. That was a lot to read. I'm not going to read that again. I was fast. I'm sorry I read it so fast. Where to watch? You can buy it on Vudu for $2. You could watch it for free on Peacock, probably with ads. You could watch it with a Hulu subscription. I don't remember how much that is. Prime Video for $2 or Apple TV. There's nothing under it. I can't tell you how much that is. shows that you might also like. The Big Bang Theory. I've seen that. 30 Rock. Planning on watching that. Bob's Burgers. I don't know if I'm going to watch that. New Girl. Planning on watching that. Schitt's on Creek. I spelled it, when I said that, I spelled it S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Sorry for, saying that, if any kids are listening. It's a genre is comedy, network, ABC, premiere date. Yeah, I already said that a million times. Yeah, there's, 24 episodes. Alright, I'm gonna leave you guys with that. I need to give you guys, I'm gonna give the first season 8 out of 10. And my favorite episode, Fizbo, even though I'm horrified of clowns, I really liked the theme of it. I thought it was really good. It was directed by Jason. Please, I have to mispronounce that, but Jason Winner. And it was written by, Paul Corgan and Brad Walsh. November 25th, 2009 is when it aired. It got 7.12 million views, or like million watches, whatever. And so that was one of the best episodes they did, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's. Well, I'm just going to leave you guys with that. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm hoping I'm going to release a new episode soon. Please follow on Spotify. There's a little follow button. Click that. Share this with your friends so we can get more views. on Spotify, there is a button you can talk to us on. Like, there, I try to put questions on each one. If you guys want to, like, help out, if you guys want me to do any live streams, like video games, or any, like, YouTube videos, I could transfer this all to a YouTube so we can have a podcast and a YouTube channel. So, like, we're releasing on both things. YouTube channel might get a little less, but whatever, I'm getting off topic. Well, anyway, remember to check Spotify, follow me on there. Remember on Apple Podcasts to also follow me. Remember to hit notification bell. And share this with your friends. See you guys next time. And my cousin's starting a podcast soon. It's called Movies Plus. I can keep you guys caught up on that. Maybe I can release a Twitter. So then I can just release new updates on podcast episodes. And I can share some special events with you guys. And I'm going to try to keep it no drama and no controversial, hopefully. And it's just going to be fun stuff. You guys can put fan art and whatever. And I haven't shown you guys. You can't really do fan art. But, yeah. You guys could, like, send stuff, like, on there. Comment. And, well, I'll see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in. And see ya.